email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, you would have seen that Colin Farrell is set to run this October's Dublin City Marathon. He's run the marathon to mark his close friend's miracle 40th birthday. His close friend is Emma Fogarty. It's called Emma's Run to 40, and it's named after Emma Fogarty. Emma's Ireland's longest surviving person battling the most severe type of agonising skin condition, EB, also known as butterfly skin. And together they hope to raise €400,000 to support those living with EB. Emma is on the line. Good afternoon, Emma Fogarty.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good to talk to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. When was the birthday?
A month ago, literally today, a month ago.
Right.
So June 25th.
Now, the 40th birthday for anybody is a big deal, but for you, it's ginormous.
How did you
celebrate it?
I've done a few things, in fairness. As I said to many people, I'm going to milk this till I turn 41. I had a weekend away with about 20 people in Cluckie Castle. And then I celebrated with my family at a dinner the weekend before my birthday. And then on the day of my birthday, then we did the usual Prosecco for breakfast and open presents. And then that afternoon we went to the Shelburne Hotel for drinks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Afternoon, so nice afternoon drinks in the Shelburne.
Yeah, it can't go wrong, can
no,
you?
No, we in that lovely Lord Mayor's room. It's lovely up there in the Shelburne.
It's looking lovely out. Up there, yes, really yes. Nice. Yes, gorgeous hotel and all.
Looking out into Stephen's Green. Now,
yes.
We've spoken loads of times over the years and we know each other quite well. Will you explain to our listeners, Emma, why you hitting 40 was such a huge, ginormous deal?
It was never meant to happen, really. When I was born with no skin on my left foot and right arm. And the doctors told my parents that I wouldn't last a week and it would be better off if I didn't. So hitting 40 is a lot longer than a week, let's just say.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And I know this sounds a little bit negative, but your 40 years on this planet have been an act of defiance to those doctors, hasn't it? Yes, and
it has.
Yeah,
it's been
Go on, you go ahead.
It's been a lot of ups and downs, highs and lows, you know, and I've certainly been robbed of a lot of dreams that any average person would have for themselves, you know, a career, a home, a husband, a family, you know. But I also like to say that I've lived, you know, I've done amazing things. I haven't just survived EB, I've lived a life. Hmm. I've lived a great life in some ways, but a hard life.
Tough life, yes. And you've brought the whole subject of EB to people's attention and people know more about it because of you. You won a Person of the Year. You've befriended and coerced a lot of very famous people. Colin Farrell, Johnny Sexton. I'd be down the ladder there, down the list. I'm looking at, you know, what Colin has said about you, and it's so true, and it's worth reading out. People may have read the quotes in the papers there yesterday. For years now, I've been fortunate enough to bear witness not only to Emma's courage and her vulnerability, but her humour, her stubbornness and her great, great heart too. This is Colin Farrell. The fact I'm getting to run the Irish Dublin City Marathon with my friend to celebrate her 40th birthday is something I'm so excited about. She's already won the whole day. And Emma Fogarty is not only the strongest person I've ever met and a true warrior, I'm lucky enough to call her a friend. And every time I see you with him, he looks at you in this adoring way. Doesn't he?
Can I tell him that? Can I tell him he said that? we are very close. I mean, I know him, 14 years, kind of around the time I kind of know you as well, I suppose. So I know him kind of 14 years, and it was very casual at the start. It was two or three emails in a year, and then it just grew and grew, and we confided in each other about each other's lives. And I always say I want to be an open book to people. You will never ever understand EB unless you're an open book.
Yes.
To be honest, I think you won't understand EB to the fullest extent anyway, no matter how much I explain it. But I have to be honest and true and say how hard it is, because people will never understand. And so I did confide in Colin a lot, and I told him how hard things were. And, you know, and then he started confiding in me about his life, his work, the kids, home life. And we just, look, the rest is history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, what you say about being open about it, because, you know, I've spoken to you so many times, but I find it impossible to imagine what your life is like, Emma. And like, so the launch of this run for 40 or was Emma's run to 40 was on Tuesday. You had to rest yesterday. And on top of that, you had a bandage change yesterday. This has been a part of your life every few days.
Yeah.
How long does that bandage change take?
So it's actually now every day.
It's every day, is it? Right.
Yeah, it is. Well, full change is every second day. So that's 4 hours of excruciating pain, of, you know, wounds that are similar, and I can only describe like third degree burns that are on your skin, that are on 80% of my body. And you have to change those, clean them, make sure they're not infected, you know, things like that. If there's anything different, send a photo to the doctor, things like that. And then on the other days, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, I do a half change. So we'll say on a Monday, nurses are doing my bandages and they'll say what's bad, and to do that on a Tuesday. So it's all about just keeping on top of the infections and stuff. You can never, there's no cure for EB, but you can treat it, and that's by creams and medication and stuff.
Where do you go in your head, Emma?
There's nowhere to go, sadly,
no.
In your head. No, there isn't. You just have to just say, you have to do this. You've got to get through this. In a couple of hours, you can sleep. And just take it easy, because the amount of medication you take and the excruciating pain you're in will knock you out. And that's actually why we didn't get to speak yesterday, is because not only did I have Tuesday, which was an amazing day, but I literally hit a wall. I was doing bandages and I think we were on my knees, so we were coming to the end of it. And I just hit a wall, and my eyes were dropping. I couldn't sleep, and I literally slept till 6 o'clock yesterday. Evening, because I was so tired. And between Tuesday taking it out of me, as much as it was a great day, it took it out of me, and then doing bandages on top of that is full on in itself. So there's no real place to go. The only thing I can say is music is my, I always say distraction is my best painkiller. With all the medication I take, you know, paracetamol to morphine to fentanyl, distraction is the best thing. Music, TV, talking to friends, you know, going out, doing things.
What did your mother say to you? What did your mother say to you? Her advice. You have to get out of your bed to get out of your head.
She always says, to get out of your bed to get out of your head. Yeah, she does, because it's about staying independent. It's about getting out, because if the day I stay in bed is the day I'll die, and that's not going to happen. I'm not going to let that happen. So even today now, I'm at a friend's barbecue, but I'll go home in bits and probably in tears, to be honest. And I don't want to upset my friends by saying that, but I will, because that's the reality of EB. You get to go out and enjoy yourself, but you suffer in the long run.
You pay for it.
You pay for it. Yeah, you pay for enjoying yourself, basically. Whether it's just going shopping, going for lunch, meeting a friend, going to Deborah Ireland, going to an event, whatever it may be, you're going to suffer for it.
The first time I met you, I was given a citation, I remember, and your claim to fame, for want of better words at the time, was you were the oldest survivor of EB in the country. And that was 12 or 13 years ago. And here you are hitting 40.
I know.
Amazing. Now, in the intervening years, I think you've had cancer twice. Your leg was amputated. Your fingers have fused. It's a litany of tragedy.
Oh, the list goes on. The list goes on. Last year I was rushed to A&E with severe pneumonia and sepsis, and they said if I hadn't gone in 48 hours earlier, I wouldn't have made it.
Right, if so you hadn't gone, oh, you'd gone 48 hours later, you wouldn't have made it. Yeah,
I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't have made it. And I just, it is, it's a battle. It's a battle. You just have to fight and keep fighting. And there's every obstacle is put in your way, whatever it may be. But if you're determined enough, you can jump over those obstacles and keep going and keep living. And that's what I want to do. Is I want to live and enjoy life and do it as best I can.
You're amazing, spectacularly amazing.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And your mum, Pat, and your dad, Malachy, as well, they're amazing too, and your sister, Catherine.
They really are.
So here's it's all themed around 40 because people may know the marathon is 26.2 miles, but it's 40 kilometres, and you're 40. So there's loads of opportunities for people to get involved. I would imagine people will want a bit of the stardust of Colin Farrell. So they can eat. Email info@debra.ie, that's D-E-B-R-A, and they can register their interest in maybe if they're running the marathon to raise funds for Debra Ireland. That's one way of doing it. And then if you go to debra.ie, there's other ways of doing it. So you can decide to do do it in your own time and in your own space.
Exactly.
You can sign up.
You can take it at your own ease. Yes. You can do it in the month of October for the whole month and do a kilometre each day. Whatever you want to do, whatever you feel comfortable to do it in your own way.
This is big for the Dublin Marathon, isn't it? Colin Farrell running it.
I think so. I don't know. Maybe there's more, but I don't know.
And how did it happen? Was it a dare or did he offer up?
Well, years ago he did. He'll blame me if when you're talking to him and it's over, which I'm sure you will be. But he said it years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, he said, oh, I'd love to do the Dublin Marathon for Debra.
Right.
But sure, he's blaming me now because I put it back to him last August, September, and I said, how about doing it this year? And he didn't know about filming and stuff, and he thought about it, and he was like, the more I think about it, the more I love the idea. And the fact that I get to finish it with him, I think, and all that.
So you're doing the last 4 kilometres.
4 kilometres.
So it's a kilometre for every decade of your life. Yes.
Exactly. That I've lived and survived.
Symbolic.
Exactly. So I think it's going to be really emotional for both of us and for everyone that's involved. But I can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
And he's in China at the moment. He's very busy after Banshees of Inisherin, isn't he?
He really is. Yes. He's doing one after another. He's done 4, I think, since Banshees.
Right.
I think 4. And this is now he's in China at the moment. He's coming back to LA in August. I begged him not to train in China because I think it's something like 97 degrees.
Right.
In China
you told him not to train. So you're at that level.
I told him to get away. And I said, train when you get back to LA in Ireland in October. So, but no, it's too hot in China. Take it easy for now.
And Emma, I better tell people as well, if they're not into walking, running, rolling the 40K, they can just go on to debra.ie and support their Run to 40 campaign by just donating. There's loads of opportunities there.
Yes.
And exactly. The target is €400,000.
That'd be amazing, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be amazing because there's constantly research going on in an attempt worldwide to find a cure for EB.
Yes. Everywhere we have Debra International, so we know exactly what's going on everywhere in the world research wise and there's so much going on. I mean, I started a new cream there about 2 years ago and my nurses, they haven't seen a huge difference. It's not the miracle cream, but they have seen a difference.
Okay.
So there is loads going on, but we also want to support the patients here and now and look after them, make sure they have the nursing care they need, the bandages they need. If they want to go on a break, if their parents want to go away for a weekend and they need someone to come into them and look after them, there's different ways we can look after our patients.
Yes,
and
Debra do great work there. We spoke to Liz Collins, who's an advocate for Debra as well. Her daughter, Claudia, has EB. So 25th of June, Emma Fogarty celebrated her 40th birthday, 4 decades on this planet after somebody saying that she wouldn't last a week. Yeah. Heading into this decade, then this new decade, what are you thinking? What's going through your head?
It's bittersweet. It's a little bit of both. It's like I'm saying, I'm really proud I've got to 40 when people said I wouldn't, and it's amazing. And you know, it's terrible that I'm saying, oh my God, I'm proud, and oh God, it's great I've got to 40 and I've only had cancer twice. Nobody would ever say that. Yeah. But I have to say that. That's something I have to say. Going to 40s, I'm definitely determined and focused. But there is fear there because something's gone wrong in every decade. When in my 20s, in my 30s, you know, I had cancer in my 20s for the first time. I lost my leg in my 30s. I had sepsis and pneumonia in my 30s. So my 40s, I don't know what's going to come my way, you know, and that's a fear. And the other fear then is nobody with my form of EB has got to 50.
Nobody in the world?
No. In Ireland, sorry.
In
no
Ireland,
one's speaking
right.
In
okay,
Ireland,
nobody
yeah,
in Ireland.
Has
so,
got
okay,
50 yeah, okay. with my form of EB, yeah. Okay. So, you know, I am, you know, there is a fear there and there is that,
of course,
that worry there, but I don't want to die yet and I don't want to go, you know, I don't see that happening at all.
And I've been down in your house in Laois and it's just full of love. Full of love.
It is. Yeah. Yes, we are. We're very close, the four of us.
Yeah.
And they've probably got me to where I am the most because they're very determined and strong and they keep me positive and, you know, again, very focused and upbeat and come on, let's go out for a walk or whatever it may be, you know. So I'm with my sister's in Cork and when she comes home, we always do something. So, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. Emma's run to 40. If you go to deborah.ie or if you're interested in running the marathon this year with Colin Farrell and you want to raise funds for Deborah, you can email info@deborah.ie. Emma, lovely talking to you. I'm sure we'll be talking a good bit more before October.
I hope so.
And the big event.
I hope
so. Mind yourself.
Yeah.
Happy birthday again.
You too. Thank you so much, Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.